This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. Coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is tacticalholsters.com. They are, well, they're tactical nylon. They are a version of Kydex you probably not used to. And they take all of these things and combine them into thousands of combinations with their RTI attachment system. It truly is something to see. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. From time to time, not so much before Trump. The last time we saw a Trump, we saw Reagan. And Reagan had been a governor. We never saw anybody who'd never been in politics get to the presidency before. But, you know, from time to time in the lower-tiered politics, we'll see somebody like Al Franken become a, or Sean Duffy from the real world. He's become a politician. So, there's news now that Southern Fried Rock / rapper Kid Rock will be running for some time-serving Dem hack Senate seat in Michigan. And that should make us all smile and assimilate and spill a 40 to his homies. The future Senator Rock deserves your eager support for two critical reasons. First, it will drive the leftists insane. Second, it will make people like Bill Kristol and George Will and the rest of Team Frito-Con soil themselves. They're going, Kid Rock? No, I never. They're just a bunch of simpering sissies. I'll take his nasty stringy mop and torn wife beater over your preferred weasel's coiffed politician newscaster hair and Gucci loafers any old day. No, he didn't go to some Ivy League snob factory, and all he's got to rely on are attitude and common sense and a love of actual Americans, especially our troops. But wait. You want conservatism, don't you? A fat lot of good your version of conservatism has done us. You're always waiting up there ahead just after the next election cycle. And in the meantime, we'll compromise and make some more excuses if you just do this. Nah. No, thank you. We're past voting for the ideology. Now we're ready to vote for the ID. You see, Frito-Cons, we're woke. And we want a devil with a cause. When you got GOP worms like Rob Portman and Dean Heller and whoever that jerk is from West Virginia that stuck a stake in the pseudo-conservative ideology's already dying heart, when they started tap dancing the second they got the opportunity to vote to repeal Obamacare, while we had a president who actually signed the bill, up until then, people Conservatism Incorporated had vouched for had looked us in our faces and lied to us. And now we can look in their faces and say, Kid Rock's in the House, and that's where it's at. Technically the Senate. Which is probably good, because you know he'd slap Paul Ryan and make him cry. Now, we're hearing things like, you can't be serious, Kid Rock, over some Democrat or whatever lying sack of fraud the more con than you cons have been selling us. Any freaking day. Because Conservative Incorporated has sold us a bill of goods. And, now, not all of them, but enough of them that there's no more benefit to the doubt for the Republican Party. So let's be really clear. Most of the GOP Senate crew was ready to pull the tab and chug the beer of repeal. And that's good. And that's why we need to avoid playing the I hate the whole GOP game that the Democrats and their media catamites are pushing to dishearten and discourage us. Let's not fall for that. We don't need to give up. We just need to purge the party of the squishes. We still have about a dozen or so liars who played conservative at home and bipartisan trough hog back in D.C. And they need to be kicked to the curb. And this crisis is not of the Donald's making. This is a failure of insiders, not outsiders. The tunnel vision never-Trumpers can't put this repeal treachery on Trump, but they'll try. To them, everything is Trump's fault. Their irrelevance, their dandruff, their inability to perform as a man. This was a betrayal of real conservatives by alleged conservatives in good standing. Big talkers about liberty and free enterprise who were happy to take our votes, but even happier to burrow into the Washington scene and suck it dry, just like the little ticks that they are. These are the grinning creeps who sit on the heritage panels and reap the praise of the American Enterprise Institute, and who, when the time came, turned out to be liars. These were the people who kept shaking their lying heads about how uncouth Trump is. And at least Trump and Kid Rock never lied to us about who they really are. And I'm not shocked, and you shouldn't be either. Like every movement, conservatism has attracted its share of grifters. This is Bill Kristol and John Podhertz. Thanks, guys. Their magazines are just more useless appendages of Conservative Incorporated. Their purpose was never to put conservative policy in place. That was donor bait. And their purpose was to allow their proprietors to maintain their mediocre positions in the D.C. / New York milieu. So when the time came to make a hard choice, they easily made the choice of pantsuit. Happy to leave us normal Americans to her tender mercies, knowing that having leftists in the White House meant bucks and attention for them. As bad as the leftists are, these never-Trumpers are worse. They are horrible people who always held us normals in contempt, and now so angry they're forgetting to fake the respect. Just like Make America Great Day, you know, at the American Tchotchkes thing. Maybe it's just me, but if I were one of these nepotistic poster boys, I would at least show some respect for Americans whose parents didn't hand them a ready-made career. And this is what gnaws at them. They're nothing. So just think of them seeing Kid Rock get the power and position that they covet. I do not want to waste this opportunity to watch them turn purple with some fussy rage. Which brings us to the criticality, if you will, of attitude. Because one fact remains indisputable. Attitude doesn't lie. We've just seen a graphic demonstration of how the GOP hacks can easily fake ideology, but attitude, that's impossible to fake. So tell me more about how all Donald Trump has is raw opposition to everything Democrat, how he has no firm ideology of his own. So what? He has raw opposition to our enemies. That sure beats faked ideology that suddenly vanishes whenever it's in danger of actually being implemented. I don't want to hear about true conservatism. I don't want to know what is going to do this and that because we've handed it to you. I'll take Kid Rock in a heartbeat over what you're selling. He's a cowboy, baby, and he's thrown a punch and taken one. And he's not going to lie to you about devouring think tank white papers and how we're absolutely totally going to do all that great conservative stuff if we only have the House and the Senate, the presidency, and unicorns romping through the streets. So Kid Rock for Senate 2018. His campaign slogan should be, "You've done a lot worse because we have." Maybe he'll start an escort service for all the right reasons and set up shopping at the top of the Four Seasons. But would you rather have elected a pimp or a prostitute? I'll take the pimp. I'm not looking for Boy Scouts anymore, and I'm sure not looking for pie in the sky. I'm ready for the new age. Senator Kid Rock. It'd be like watching Scanners. Bill Kristol be sitting there, he'd be shaking back and forth, and his head would pop. That'd be really good TV. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And we are back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Let me tell you about G-Code. G-Code, it's Kydex that is not like any other codex you've ever messed with. It's like, I don't know, it's almost like an indestructible thing. And their genius is there because they take it and they mold it so many different ways and they put it in so many different shapes and forms, and they've come up with kydex that moves in certain cases and softer kydex wrapped in harder kydex. And what you have is an indestructible tool, whether it's carrying your weapon, your magazine, whatever it is it's carrying, it's going to carry it and hang on to it, which is why you have a holster in the first place, why you have magazine pouches in the first place. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Somebody in the chat room wants to see Kid Rock slap Paul Ryan. That just cracks me up. I, myself, wouldn't mind seeing that either. I just want to see a return of people in office that love America. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see these guys looking at this as an angle to get a pension. There's two reasons I don't run for office. One, I don't want to be in office. I don't want to go through the money raising thing. I have plenty of skeletons in my past. I have never been an angel. But two is because I'm afraid I would go up there and I would get seduced by the power, which I think happens to all of them, no matter how good they are. But, you know, anyway. We are right now in the middle of a situation for the Republicans where they're very much in a position of be careful of what you wish for, because they've gotten it. If you believe what they have said and done in the past, they have the power and have the capability of getting together and making something happen. But when they did it before, they knew it wasn't going to get signed. And now they just can't make it materialize. And that's what we're led to believe, at least by the sheer numbers, a majority in the House and Senate. But the numbers don't matter when spines are a rarity, which is the case. Spines are spines are in very short supply in politics, because politics means compromise. That's the thing, right? Everybody says compromise. Now, in some cases, you may want to do something and get as much as you can and come back later. That's what Reagan did. I got no problem with doing that. Let's get as much as we can today. Let's do some other things. We'll come back to this another day, get some more. The biggest failure so far has been on ridding the country of Obamacare. And it's becoming the stuff of fiction. But any publisher worth their salt would have sent this manuscript back with a note saying it was too absurd to be believable. So while fiction can be toned down, reality cannot. And the reality of victory was the bluff too many Republicans in Washington thought would never be called. They thought it was going to be Clinton. They thought it was going to be Clinton. They wanted to have the House, they wanted to have the Senate, and they thought it was going to be Clinton. So they were out there making all the right noises. And then, when it's handed to them, look, Republican Senate, Republican House, Republican President, hello? But talking a good game is easy. Keeping your word should be easy, too, but in Washington, nothing that should be easy ever is actually easy. When the latest plan to repeal and replace Obamacare went down in flames this past Monday, Mitch McConnell did what he should have done months ago, what Speaker Ryan should have done in the House months ago, and offered up a straight repeal vote. Republicans should never have promised to replace something they argued should not be done in the first place. That is pure folly. This, of course, would have required Republicans to believe in the conservative principle that they professed for the last 7 years. And as we learned on Tuesday, many do not. So when the latest replacement plan imploded, McConnell announced in the coming days the Senate will take up to vote the House bill with the First Amendment in order being what a majority of the Senate has already supported in 2015 that was vetoed by then-President Obama. a repeal of Obamacare with a two-year delay to provide for a stable transition period to a patient-centered healthcare system that gives Americans access to quality, affordable care. Okay, finally, there's some excellence there. And it's a little late, but it's better late than ever. But then reality hit again. No sooner did he release a statement that three, quote-unquote, Republican senators announced they couldn't vote for exactly what they'd voted for 2 years ago. So Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, and Shelley Moore Capito said they wouldn't vote for what they'd voted for before that effectively killed repeal, at least for now. So while we have that tripod of failure is responsible for this round of failure, many started pointing the blame in the direction of leadership. And there's no doubt that Ryan and McConnell leave a lot to be desired. But it's important to remember one thing. There really isn't anyone else to do this. That's the sickest thing I've ever thought about. But when, you know, when I actually sat down and started looking at it, who would we get? Ryan didn't want to be the Speaker of the House, and he had to be sold on the idea. All of us that are calling for his head, would we rather have John Boehner back? Who else could get the votes of a majority of the Republican caucus? Because if we're going to go through this conniption of wasted effort, we may as well do it and get the right person, right? So now we have to face something. That having a majority of Republicans in the House does not mean there's a majority of conservatives. If there is an untapped leader out there, the rules of the House allow for them to lead without being elected Speaker. Happens all the time. Happens all the time. Why do you think, I can't remember her name now. Not Boxer. I can't remember her name now. Why do you think, Dianne Feinstein, she's ahead of, she's not in charge of nothing. Adam Schiff, he's not in charge of nothing. And yet these people are leaders. Because they get a lot of press time. So you got to get out there and get in front of the press. A discharge petition is available to everyone in the House, which can force a vote on any bill by simply getting a majority of members to sign on and support it. If there was a leader out there who could bring together 218 congressmen on a conservative bill, now's the time. In the Senate, who else could be the majority leader? Mike Lee, Rand Paul, but when you've got a caucus that includes the three senators who won't vote for something they supported 2 years ago because it has a chance of passing, there's no chance a principled conservative would be chosen as leader. Republicans promised they'd unburden the nation of the mistake of federal control over the health care if they got the Senate and the White House, and they did, and like the dog that caught the car, they have no idea what to do next. We need to help them. Desperately. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
After you defend yourself, studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is tacticalholsters.com. They are, in fact, well, if you've got your gun, you got your ammunition, you can get everything else at G-Code. It's just that good. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. Let me first make this one statement, okay? Item number one. I don't like to see anybody killed accidentally, ever. Item number two. If you are a foreign nation and you are looking at the United States and you want to try to tell us how we should live when you yourself would not protect yourselves against tyranny, you need to shut up. Because we're not going to listen to you. We're not going to change because you think we should. Dateline, Minnesota, home of Genesis Communications Network. There, Australian Justine Damond had called the police to report a local crime in Minneapolis. In the midst of some confusion, and I don't know, you know, when I read that, when I saw that, I was like, what would it have been? She was shot to death by the police. Now, Australians and lots of foreign countries are wary of the Second Amendment. And now, according to some people, this has only stoked the Australian fears. And Australian media is fuming over what they call our relaxed gun laws. Australia has some of the strictest gun laws in the world. They wonder why we can't learn from them. A Daily Telegraph headline read, American Nightmare. Philip Alpers, a gun policy analyst from the University of Sydney, told the Associated Press, this country is infested with possibly more guns than people. And it's not just the media who wants some answers. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull also wants the U.S. to address the shocking shooting. He asked, how can a woman out in the street in her pajamas seeking assistance from the police be shot like that? It's a shocking killing. It is inexplicable. Yes, we are demanding answers on behalf of her family, and our hearts go out to her family and all of her friends and loved ones. Mine does too. Except you're sort of confusing two things here, and we'll get to that in a minute. More details emerged yesterday into what transpired in the moments before the shooting. A officer reportedly heard a loud noise on the scene leading to the deadly confusion. One of the officers named Harrity said near the end he heard a loud sound. A moment later, Justine Damon, the woman who had called 911, approached the driver's side of the squad car. Suddenly, a surprise burst of gunfire blasted past Harrity as his partner, Noor, fired through the squad's open window, striking Damon in the abdomen. Two officers began life-saving efforts, but within 20 minutes, Damon was dead. I want everybody to be perfectly clear about one thing. I don't like that that happened, and there's a lot of questions that need to be answered here. A lot of questions. Now, this is all due to the Ferguson effect. This is all due, they had that female police officer that was assassinated, basically, summarily executed in New York the other day. And Bill de Blasio got on a plane to go protest the G20 summit, and then he turned up at the funeral, and the entirety of the NYPD turned their backs on him. Because a lot of these leftist mayors are so busy trying to be in charge that they have forgotten that they're part of a machine that runs a city. And that machine would work better if you had a united front, which means he's got to support these people. Now, I don't know what the details are in Minnesota, for example. But I do know that cops are being targeted, cops are having this happen and that happen. And if somebody suddenly shows up at a window of a car when you didn't see them before, are we all going to just sit back and say, I don't even understand why this happened? Let's not confuse this with Philando Castile. This is a little bit different. It's still horrific, but it's a little bit different. These cops got a call. They got to drive to the call. They heard a loud sound, and then suddenly somebody shows up at the window of the car. What would you do if you were in a profession where people were taking pot shots at you all over the place? Where you had snipers shooting you down in Dallas, or you had people shooting you, killing a couple of you while you're having lunch. We've seen so many of these things happen that for us to sit back and say, I wonder why the cops did that. It just tears at my reason. Now, Australians, and some of you listen, and I appreciate that, I do. And some of you are going to understand what I'm going to tell you right now. When the time came, and you should have done something about your country, when they did a knee-jerk response to a isolated incident, and just, and let's not kid ourselves. You guys have got a bunch of gun manufacturing plants inside a bunch of garages owned by a bunch of criminals. I know that. You know it too. You have unprecedented gun crime happening right now. But the only people that don't have guns in Australia are the law-abiding. And that's the difference here, because we, the law-abiding, do have guns. But you know what? None of us shot Justine Damon. So let's not confuse this with a Second Amendment issue. Okay? What we have here is we have an issue where we have thrown the cops under the bus, and we shouldn't be surprised that when they think they're in a hostile environment, that they are hostile. These guys are not soldiers. This is a job. They're not moving in a small unit. They don't have an objective to take this real estate or to take this block or sweep and clear. They have, you know, they get a call, they go there, they're going to look at an isolated incident. And when they get there, if they think it's hostile, they're going to be looking for problems. This is a tragedy, but this is a tragedy that could have, you know, if there had been, you know, no Ferguson effect, if there had been, you know, where do you expect the police to pull back to? So Australia, you don't know what you're talking about. And we're not going to do anything about the Second Amendment, despite the unfortunate happenstance that has killed a very young lady. This will be pulled apart and looked at and examined. But you know what? You gave up yours, your part. You guys are subjects. One quarter of your government is a monarch. We don't have that here. Don't expect us to be like you. It's not going to happen. That's why a lot of you come over here, because you don't want to be there in the first place. So stay over there. Write all your outrage you want. Nothing's going to change. My heart goes out to Justine Damon's family. You guys, you armchair quarterbacks, you just need to shut up and enjoy your monarchy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is tacticalholsters.com. These are like the holsters, the three outside-the-waistband holsters, the OSH, the SXT, and the SOC. Two of them are retention, purely tactical in nature, although law enforcement uses some of them as well, particularly the SOC. OSH is a very good carry holster on an everyday basis. All of these things are right at home in combat. In combat. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. On July the 18th, the Wall Street Journal editorial put it this way: President Trump cannot rely on the Republicans in Congress to rally behind him, and most of the media want him run out of office. Now consider their observation in these terms. Pursuant to the Constitution of the United States, the American people, exercising self-determination, elected Donald J. Trump president, and the media is working to subvert our expression of national will. Should we be surprised that leftists are quick to denounce nationalism, like the speech he gave in Poland? You know, that was all racist because he likes America. Apparently, for leftists, nationalism is a means by which people can thwart those seeking what Madison in Federalist No. 57 called the ambitious sacrifice of the many to the aggrandizement of the few. Anyone expect to read a statement from the New York Times or the Washington Post to that effect? How dare the Wall Street Journal suggest that we are working to subvert the election of President Trump, they might say? Why, this is tantamount to accusing us of undermining American democracy when we know that this is the intention of Putin. That's not going to happen. Working to run President Trump out of office has become the reason for living of the left, the media, the Democrat Party, their never-Trump allies in the GOP circles, plus, of course, the permanent federal bureaucracy, including key intelligence agencies that we call the deep state, the dark state. So here's a poll question for the American people. Do you support the overthrow of the Trump presidency by leftists who demand the power to maintain a veto over the will of me and you? That question should be addressed to the Republicans in the House and the Senate in view of this assertion by Mike Allen at Axios last month. He said, beyond his base voters, Trump has an even bigger potential problem looming with his base in Congress. While Republican lawmakers won't say it publicly, it's widely known if they could pick between President Pence and President Trump, the vice president will win 90% of the vote among the GOP. Let me tell you something. Mike Pence is a good guy. He wouldn't have gotten anywhere if he was not the VP pick of Donald Trump. He would have been Jeb Bush. He would have been somebody else. Trump got the best one. And he picked him. But he would be nowhere without Trump as running in front of him. So the American people need to know, do congressional Republicans join the left in seeking the hijacking of the 2016 presidential election by the overthrow of the duly elected president of the United States, elected by me and you, if you voted for him? Does this explain the inability of the GOP to end the misery of the Affordable Care Act? Do Republicans who would undermine constitutional process by vetoing the election of Trump disagree with Vice President Pence's assertion, July the 18th, Obamacare has failed and Obamacare must go? Congressional Republicans, is that a problem for you? He went on to say, every day Obamacare survives is another day the American economy and the American family struggle. When Obamacare passed, we have promised that families would save up to $2,500 in premiums every year, but the average Obamacare plan today costs nearly $3,000 more than a plan did in 2013. While premiums are soaring, choices are plummeting. Next year, nearly 40% of Americans' counties, including nine entire states, will have only one choice of a health insurance provider, meaning they'll have essentially no choice at all. No choice at all. And that's what the totalitarian left demands of the American people. Generally, that they should have no choice at all in, among other things, the election of their president. But the single-party choice determined by Schumer, Pelosi, and their allies in the media intelligence complex. If congressional Republicans are to honor their oath to the Constitution, thereby serving the cause of American liberty, they must rally around our duly elected president, circle him, protect him, and back him. Give him what he wants, because that's what we want. We voted to put him there. We want his agenda. We don't want your agenda. You don't have an agenda. You don't have to do anything but be led. Be led. Now, I have two sons. And I have raised my sons to be very dangerous individuals. And they are. They're very dangerous individuals. And that is much to the dismay of some foolish so-called feminists like Jody Allard. They're dangerous, but not in the sense that she would imagine. It's worse. In case you missed it, Ms. Allard is the infamous mother who, while longing for safe feminist men and lamenting the allegedly numerous men who populate the so-called rape culture, has more than once publicly shamed her two sons. I suppose these young guys, both in their late teens, should at least be thankful that their angry, deceived, corrupted by leftism mother didn't kill them in the womb. In a piece in the Washington Post, she stunningly declared, "My sons are part of the rape culture problem." And what makes her conclusion so stunning is that this mother deems her own boys part of the problem, not because of some wicked sexual activity, but merely because they're males and they refuse to participate actively in ending the rape culture. So this year she followed up her 2016 hyperbole with this. If the feminist men, the men who proudly declare their progressive politics and their fight for equality, aren't safe, then what man is? No man, I fear. I know I'm not supposed to cast an entire sex with a single paintbrush, not all men. I'm sure some readers are thinking and are preparing to type or tweet. But if it's impossible for a white person to grow up without adopting racist ideas, simply because of the environment in which they live, how can I expect men not to subconsciously absorb at least some degree of sexism? White people aren't safe, and men aren't safe, no matter how much I'd like to assure myself all these things aren't true. And, of course, that includes her own sons. She intolerantly labels her own boys unsafe because they have, you know, male reproductive systems and because they refuse to acknowledge the rape culture that their mother insists exists. Terrible bit of tragic irony there. They've been raised by a leftist mother and without a father. Almost certainly her sons are saddled with a psychology and a worldview that most likely will take them down regrettable paths. And that's where I was lucky, because I was here with my boys. My sons, and probably your sons, are not part of the rape culture. But they are dangerous. In the event that anything ever happens bad in this country, to where we have to consider that we're in some sort of a civil distress, I will bring them in. And they will be here with me, and we will make our stand. And I will be lucky to have them, because they are dangerous. Partially, one of the reasons that they are so dangerous, because they're not fatherless. All of their questions were addressed. And, you know, 85% of youth in prison today have an absent father. Fatherless children are more likely to offend and go to jail as an adult. But Miss Allard, I taught them to be dangerous, especially to liars and all those who aid and abet them in the world today. Your boys aren't part of the rape culture, but they'll never know that because of you. You should be totally ashamed of yourself. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.